Top story this hour, police in South Africa have arrested the most wanted fugitive in the 1994 Rwandan genocide after more than 20 years on the run. Fulegeance Kayishema is accused of organizing the killing of nearly 2,000 Tutsis who were seeking shelter in a Catholic church. Let's get more on this now from Al Jazeera's Catherine Soy. She joins us from Nairobi. Catherine, first of all, what more do we know about this arrest after years on the run?
Well, Kayishema was arrested on Wednesday following a joint operation with security forces in South Africa. He's expected to be arraigned in court on Friday. He has been on the run for many years. He has been going around South African countries trying to evade arrest. And you know, why we're here is because he's one of the masterminds of the Rwandan genocide. And what he is being accused of is that he participated in a massacre of 2,000 people in a church. He said to have been the one who bought fuel to burn down the church and to bring down the church buildings. And during that time, all that time, you know, we're talking about 2,000 people, children, you know, and also, you know, elderly women, all trying to save themselves. And basically what happened is that they had no way to get out. So they basically was just helpless. And this man and others participated in that massacre. And we also know that the priest who was in charge of that Catholic church is in jail. He was also involved, so he's in jail now.
Catherine, what system of justice is in place for perpetrators like Kayishema?
Well, you know, the government has its own system. Many people have already been arrested. They have been convicted in Rwanda itself. We also have the criminal court, ICC court in The Hague that has also is, you know, investigating some of the people, including a mastermind who was arrested recently. He's also in jail, facing those criminal charges. But, you know, what happened in Rwanda is, you know, something a lot of people, especially the survivors, say that they want to see justice. They want justice for their loved ones, people who survived as well. We also know that several other masterminds are still on the run. The government says that they are going to do, it's going to do whatever it can to make sure that justice is found.
Okay, Catherine Soy, thanks very much for joining us there with the latest from Nairobi.